the camping trip. Meg's alarm clock buzzed. She sat up and rubbed her eyes. She mumbled, "Time to get ready for school." Then she saw her sleeping bag next to the door. She jumped out of bed. "Hooray," she cried. "It's the first day of vacation, and I'm going pony camping." A horse trailer stopped outside Meg's house. "They're here," said Meg, crying. "Are you sure you have everything you will need?" Meg's dad asked. "You've never been camping before." But Meg wasn't worried. "It will be just like an outdoor slumber party," she said, "but with ponies." Meg peeped into the trailer. "Hi, Sparkle," she greeted her favorite pony. "Ready to go camping? I packed extra carrots for you." Then Meg climbed into the truck. "Let's go, Pony Scouts," she explained it, smiling. Smiling at Jill and Annie. An hour later, the Pony Scouts arrived at the state park. There was a paddock for the ponies and a cling nearby for the tents. "Where's the bathroom?" Meg asked. "It's 5 minutes down that trail," Jill's mom said. Meg was surprised. "We have to walk 5 minutes to go to the bathroom." When Meg got back from the bathroom, the others were putting up a tent. "I will help," Meg said. "Where does this pole go?" "Careful," Annie cried. "Oops," Meg said, as the whole tent collapsed. "Sorry about that." After the tent was up, it was time for a trail ride. "This is great," Meg said. "Pony camping is fun." Everyone was tired when they got back to the campsite. "Is it time for dinner?" Meg asked. "Not yet," Jill's mom said. First, we have to take care of the ponies. That's one part. The Pony Scouts helped Jill's mom carry hay and water to the ponies. Finally, it was dinner time. Meg's hot dog tasted great, but the bugs wouldn't leave her alone. "Where's your bug spray?" Annie asked. "I didn't bring any," Meg said. "That's okay," Jill said. "You can use mine." It started getting dark. "We will check on the ponies," Mom Jill said. Grab your flashlight, Annie told Meg. My flashlight, Meg said. I didn't bring one. It's okay, Jill's mom said. I brought an extra. Meg felt silly. I guess I don't know anything about camping, she said. Never mind, Jill said. You didn't know that much about ponies when we first became friends, but now you do. That made Meg feel better. I have an idea, she said. Let's tell ghost stories. Annie looked nervous. Ghost stories? She said, I don't know. I will start, Meg said. She fought for a second. Okay, she began. This is the tale of the spooky ghost pony. Meg's story was scary. It was about a ghostly pony with glowing yellow eyes. Before long, Annie was shivering. Even Jill looked nervous. Maybe we should go back to camp, Jill said. No, wait, Meg said. I'm just getting to the best part. Just then, Annie gasped. Oh no! Look, she cried. It's the ghost pony. A glowing yellow light was moving toward them through the woods. The ghost pony is coming to get us, Jill cried. Run for your lives, Meg yelled. Girls, a voice called. Mom, Jill said, is that you? The light was coming from Jill's mom's flashlight. Time for bed, she said. Soon, Meg was snuggled into her warm sleeping bag. Camping wasn't exactly like she had expected to it to be, but that was what made it fun.